In the lead-up to the government's mid-year budget update, there was plenty of talk about the dwindling price of Australia's biggest export earner, iron ore. But it was this comment from the Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey as he released the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook that caught some grains analysts by surprise.
The price of wheat, which is one of our largest agricultural exports, has fallen 20% since the budget.
He is correct in saying that it had fallen 20%, but I would suggest that over the last 2 or 3 weeks we've recovered most of that.
Mark Martin is the director of the independent commodity advice company Market Ag. He points out that wheat is a volatile commodity and the price changes based on factors like the weather and world events.
When you're doing four-year estimates, trying to fix a price on wheat, which can vary and does vary as much as $100 a tonne each season, is very rubbery. It does make it fraught with danger for their estimates using a commodity that does have such variability in its price. And that the price of wheat, if we go back to March of this year, was about $310 a tonne port. As we move to the middle of the year, it dropped to about $270 a tonne. So when the budget forecasts were being done in September, October, the wheat price then would have been probably sitting at around $280 a tonne, probably as much as $50 a tonne drop, which equates to close to $1 billion, $900 million. But as it stands, we're now sitting at December, harvest is over, much smaller harvest. World prices have moved up and it looks like there's going to be a Russian block on exports. Prices are back up to $300, over $300 a tonne. In addition to that, the forward price, that's the price for wheat next harvest in 12 months' time, is sitting now only about 5% lower than it was this time last year on the forward estimate.
So was the government mistaken, in your opinion, to be looking at wheat so closely?
I think that they need to be very careful when using soft commodities to build into their forecast.
Do you think the government could have seen any red flags or forecast things better when it comes to wheat and iron ore?
Look, it's very easy in hindsight to suggest that that would be the case. One has to take the environment and the signals at the time that were available. And the industry as a whole, let's take the hard commodities and the soft commodity industries as a whole, had their forward estimates, and their forward estimates for coal and iron ore had not suggested that there was going to be such a radical fall in price. There had been expectation of a fall, but not to the extent that we've seen.
Anything that's going out 6-12 months, you virtually know before you start. There's going to be a pretty wide margin for error.
Ron Story knows how fraught with difficulty forecasting commodity prices can be. He's the general manager of Australian Crop Forecasters, and he agrees that the Treasurer's figures regarding the wheat price are incorrect.
The countervailing factor here, as far as soft commodities and agriculture is concerned, is that the Aussie dollar has come off so significantly over the last 3 or 4 months. And, you know, let's be fair on Joe, it's getting towards the end of the year and everyone's trying to make sense of the numbers. If you were relying just on wheat alone, the story wouldn't stand up. Wheat has been lower in the last 6 months, but it's also risen again over the last month. So the reality in terms of what price will Australians get for their wheat, it's roughly the same as what it was 6 months ago.